Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.
Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Today, you'll be hearing from our CEO, Brad Post, as he speaks to a group of attorneys about LinkedIn.
The way that we do business is, you know, we don't hold any of our clients to long-term contracts. We're very responsive. I'm very customer service driven. And just in doing that and then also being effective online, it's really helped grow our company. But today, we are going to be talking, go turn the page, about LinkedIn. And this is just basically kind of set up. I don't, raise your hands if you are on LinkedIn. Perfect. Okay. Raise your hands if you're actually paying for a premium LinkedIn. Okay. Okay, that's totally fine. Raise your hands if you're on Snapchat. Oh, man, sorry. Okay. Well, we're going to just kind of go through some of the basics. So some of this stuff might be a little too basic for you guys since you're already on LinkedIn. But I'm going to go through kind of just 10 important tips to help you to get the most out of your LinkedIn profile. So LinkedIn can help you rekindle old relationships, strengthen current relationships, build new relationships, increase your visibility, and enhance your brand, your company's brand, and also, you know, you even could have a personal brand as well. And then keep your ear to the ground in certain segments. And then, you know, it helps lead to new inquiries, in-person meetings, and then new business. I mean, number one is just signing up and completing a profile. You guys already have done that, so I'm not going to go through what step one is, if that's okay with you guys. One thing that's very important is to make sure you use a photo. You don't want to be the faceless persona out there. If you have anyone that ever wants to connect with you that doesn't have a photo, do you accept it? Maybe, maybe not. If you know them personally, you might. But make sure you you load a photo. On that, it also shows just kind of the basic parameters of what your photo should be. What's up, guys? Come on in. You come on in, man. Yeah, let me introduce a couple guys real quick to our team, from our team. This is Dominic Montgomery.
Hello. How are you?
He is a business partner, also our chief marketing officer. And this is David Martin.
Hi, how's it going?
He is our senior developer. Is that what we called him yesterday? They just snuck in to eat your pizza. you guys can sit down. So don't be that faceless persona. I just kind of took a quick screenshot. The next page just shows, you know, just don't be that person. If you're on Twitter, don't be that egg. And I encourage you to, and I don't know who those other two people are. That's just actually, you guys might, I hope you don't, but that's just a screenshot I took from mine of local people. But just make sure, you know, it's professional. The way I look at LinkedIn, the way I've always looked at LinkedIn, to me, like Facebook, I do a little bit of business, a little bit of personal. I'll post pictures of my family, my kids, that type of stuff. LinkedIn is professional. You've got your resume on there. You've got, you know, your accolades, that type of stuff. So you want to try to mirror that profile picture with a professional photo. So the next thing is just making sure that you edit your headline. It's a description that directly is below your name on your profile page. So when you first start an account, you're asked for your title and position. When LinkedIn creates your profile page, it uses the headline. So for many attorneys, their headlines is, you know, partner at XYZ law firm or shareholder or director. Just making sure that you're being very descriptive and that's somewhat compelling. So that way, when people see you, they know exactly what you do. Let's see here. So the next page, I just kind of took a screenshot. Who's that good looking guy right there? Sorry. So I just took a screenshot of mine. I didn't want to pick on anyone I didn't know. So you can see I put president and CEO of Create the Movement, and then I put what Create the Movement is. Some people are like, what's Create the Movement? So I just put, it's an innovative online marketing company. But yeah, for you guys, you might put, you know, your status and then what company you work for, and then, you know, I don't know if you guys have a tagline or something like that, like, okay. I'm getting there. They're going through revamp and technically challenged. No, I'm just kidding. I'm giving them a hard time.
Apparently 7 years behind Tulsa Public Schools.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. I wanted to say he had Apple TV or what, but I just said projector when I asked, so that's okay.
I didn't give you full disclosure.
You didn't? No, you did not. So, but that's kind of what your headline is. Next thing is another power tip on number 4 is sharing an update. This is really where the social power of LinkedIn kicks in. Because, you know, just giving an update or sharing something, menial, whether it's something that you read and you want to share or you have an opinion on a specific article. I try to be motivational, so I always try to find business quotes, and I quote, you know, Steve Jobs or Jim Stovall or Zig Ziglar or something like that. Just trying to just really... I'm probably that annoying person on LinkedIn that you guys are... not annoying. I maybe post once a day sometimes if I'm able to. But I'm not that person that is always posting 5 or 6 times a day. But what that does, too, is I'll kind of share a success story. Is it kind of keeps you at the top of mind from your network. I had a friend that I was connected with on LinkedIn, and he was, you know, he pulled up his feed and, you know, they can see I updated and he'll like it or whatnot. And the next post down was another one in his network that was looking for a website to build. And they're like, hey, do you guys know any local Tulsa companies that build websites? And so my friend Carl said, you know, connect with @BradPost. Well, it came up as a notification. He was a second degree connection, meaning I was connected to Carl, which is a first we accepted. Carl was connected to Devin was his name. And so he was a second connection. So I saw that. I connected with Devin. I inboxed him. Hey, let me know if I can, you know, the typical salesman. I'm not a snake oil salesman. I was just like, hey, let me know if you want to connect. I'd love to help you out. And literally probably within 15 minutes, he gives me a call. And he's like, hey, can you come in and meet with us? And it was just really just sharing updates. I kind of came to the top. Carl knows what I do. He's all right below him, you know. Well, that client actually turned into another client, because come to find out the person that owns this business owns 7 other businesses, 7 other totally different kinds of businesses. So I went and took care of them, our team took care of them, built an amazing looking website, and then come to find out 2 months later, another one of their companies wanted to update, and well, guess who they called? They called us, and we presented to them, and then another one of their companies. So so there's kind of a success story in sharing updates and connecting with people, you know, having the right approach, but it keeps people at the top of your mind. And that's really the reason that I do it. I don't do it to annoy my connections. However, sometimes they might get annoyed. But I, you know, with you guys and your business, just, you know, of course, being professional on LinkedIn is really important. I think people can share their opinions on, or, you know, funny jokes and whatnot on Twitter and maybe Facebook and Snapchat with your selfies, but on LinkedIn, I see that it's pretty much most professional updates. Do you guys? I'm gonna just kind of open this up. Raise your hands if you open up LinkedIn at least once a day. Once a week. Okay. Once a month? Okay. Okay. No, I mean, you guys are busy people, right? So, so you don't really, I don't know. I guess you guys probably open it up on a once a month just to see who's connected with you or whatnot, or see if you need to accept. What about you guys that use it once a week? Kind of the same thing, or?
You get a notification.
Okay. So. You have it hooked up to an email that's not your work email, right? So that you don't get all the spam stuff. So do you ever look at updates at all? Do you ever scroll through it? Probably don't have time to.
Actually, I'm connected with the American Bar Association
okay.
and the American Health Lawyers Association.
Okay.
So they post their articles mm-hmm. there.
So does that pop up on the notification for you and you can see that?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's other ways that you can use it. The next screen is just basically showing how to share an update. You just pull to your main screen, click on the status button, and the cool thing about LinkedIn is if you do have a Twitter, you can connect it up to Twitter as well and just post on LinkedIn. It'll automatically go to Twitter as well as long as you have them connected. But another good thing to do is edit your website links. Just making sure that you have your company website on there, because that links it back to the company website, and that way people, if they're like, hey, I wonder what so-and-so is up to, I wonder what Meredith is up to, they can go and look, and okay, she's an attorney, and what kind of, I'm going through a divorce, should I call Meredith, and they look, and they see, okay.
Please don't.
No. Yeah. She's not a divorce attorney.
You're not a divorce attorney.
She's a litigation attorney, right? Or
I can refer you out.
Right, exactly.
I don't do criminal either.
Right. So, it also, that might also be, something that you put in your headline is what kind of areas of practice that you focus on. I'm assuming that you guys focus on different areas of practice, or does it just depend?
The way we're structured is the associates and the firm work for all of the partners.
Okay.
You can find yourself working for one partner who does mainly medical malpractice. You could find yourself working for somebody else who does auto negligence.
Okay.
You could also, we have a research department.
Okay.
And they are the book.
They do the brains.
The brains, yes.
Okay.
So.
Cool, okay.
The brains of
Atkins. So you can, when you're putting your site links, you can also put it to, let's say you have a bio on the website. You must have had bios. I don't know yet. Not yet. Okay.
We have bios on the website.
Yeah, we do.
I'm the only one who doesn't.
Really? We do?
Yeah, you can click on Meredith Lindemann and it goes to your own page.
Really?
It's not for detailed.
They're not detailed. It's like, I graduated this year and...
Oh, yeah, cool.
Okay, thank you guys. All right. Everybody say bye, Dominic. Bye, David. Thanks for coming by.
You didn't know
No. Well, okay, apparently.
Pictures for LinkedIn.
Yes, yes. Pictures for LinkedIn. New profile pic, right?
We need new ones for the firm.
Apparently, I do have a bio on the website.
Yes. Yes, you do.
In fact, I bet Rachel knows how to edit it if you want to edit it.
Yeah, but you can.
I can read it to you, Meredith, if you'd like.
Oh, you went to OSU and then TU, right? Yeah, yeah, okay. Right.
Yeah.
It says it on there.
Oh, okay.
That's correct.
Does it say from Bridge Creek, Oklahoma?
No, it does not say that.
That's
it didn't.
Too bad.
Yeah, it's too bad. But you can put a link to your actual. Website, the ahn-law, right, .com, or you can put, it to your personal bio, ahn-law.com/Meredith Lindemann, right, or whatever that link is. You'd have to go to your bio and see what the link is and copy and paste that within the LinkedIn, because follow me?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Let's go on to the next one. You can also, I don't know if you knew this, but you can also like have a specific LinkedIn. One thing too, I was going to mention this, but on your website bio, there's a lot of like different tags that you can get to where they can connect with you on LinkedIn. I don't know what your firm thinks about that, but that might be a good idea. If they want to know more about you or whatnot, they can go to your LinkedIn.
What's that mean?
Meaning that if they go to HM, your website, your profile, on your website, your bio,
they have a click.
LinkedIn tab, yeah.
That a hyperlink to the LinkedIn.
Right, yes. Then they can go to your LinkedIn bio if they want to connect with you.
Which then links you back to your AHN.
Yes. Bio. Yeah, it's just a circle that you just keep going in.
Except if you're like me and you went to JCPenney's and had your LinkedIn picture taken because you didn't like your firm picture, then you can make sure people know what you really look like.
Yeah. Yours is better than the rest of ours. Mm-hmm. It's unfair.
But you can actually have a specific LinkedIn URL. So they give you, you know, it automatically defaults. automatically defaults. You can see here on this page, number 6, Power Tip. My first one was a linkedin.com/pub/brad-post and all these weird numbers. But you can actually customize your URL to it being your specific name. Has anyone done that? Okay. Let's turn to the next page, and I'll show you kind of really how to do that. On your actual profile page, if you go to the profile page, you see that little settings button here, this little gear item right there? You go and click on that. This is on your actual profile, so you'd have to go to your profile. Click on that button. It takes you to the next page. Public profile. And then see over to the right, it says your public profile, and it says create your own custom profile. You click on that button, go to the next thing, and it would automatically have your old or what it is right now. You can change that here where it says the Brad Post CTM. That's where you can change yours. The only thing is if your name is like somebody else on LinkedIn, or you know, if your name has already been taken, Brad Post had already been taken. There's an attorney out in California that's taken my name. Yeah, it's terrible. And so I had to go with Brad Post CTM. CTM creates movement. Couldn't think of anything more creative than that, right? But you could try to put your name in there. Or if not, you can, you know, put your name or add something to it or whatnot. So you can actually have your own specific URL. And why I encourage you to do that, even if you log in once a month, is that way somebody won't take it. You know, if they do have a similar name or the same name, it's really the same name, you can go ahead and grab your own URL. Make sense? Kind of like when Twitter first came out, everyone was getting on there so they could reserve their name. So luckily, I got on at an early time, and I was able to grab at Brad Post, so before the attorney out in California took it. Okay, number 7 is just really making connections. I talked a little bit about first and second, and then there's third. Basically, one thing you want to make sure that you can do is just connect with people. My goal was to just get over 500 connections, because then it'll just say 500 plus connections on your profile. So I started, when I first opened it up, I just started connecting with anyone. If they, you know, if they had a picture and somewhat might be in my realm of business, I would go and connect. Well, apparently LinkedIn actually gives you a limit as to how many people you can connect. So I couldn't, I tried to connect with too many people that it wouldn't allow me to connect with other people. And there's probably somebody that reported me. They're like, I don't know this guy. You know, why is he trying to connect with me? But I, you know, I just wanted to get over 500, so I just went and connected with like-minded people. But one thing that it's just really helped me do is just I don't get on it, you know, multiple times a day. I get on maybe once a day. But it's really just to connect. And bad thing about LinkedIn, and guys, this is probably going to sound bad, but like I've gotten to where I don't accept insurance. People, you guys have probably gotten to where you don't accept, you know, marketing companies, right? But because sometimes what I've noticed, and I say insurance salespeople, because immediately when I connect with them, they'll inbox me, and it's a templated thing about how they can help me. And you know, or the financial advisors kind of do the same thing, right?
I'm getting a lot of process servers.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Legal investigators.
Oh, yeah.
Private investigators.
Okay.
I get a lot of that.
Right. I've seen that a lot lately. As far as private. So, do you guys get those at all? Am I? Have you ever connected with someone and then sent you one of those templated inbox messages? Okay. Well, they will. And. I'm usually, you know, I'm pretty professional. I'll usually just inbox them and say, hey, thanks for connecting with me. You know, just a personal message. I don't ever try to sell anyone at the first point of connection, just because I realize that it doesn't work. But it is really good to connect with other like-minded people. And you guys are... I'm assuming all kind of not young in your career, but you guys are somewhat young in your career, right? So it's always good to connect. And I don't mean to say so you can go and join another firm or anything like that, but it's always good to connect to be able to, like you said, somebody comes to you that needs a divorce. Well, I know a divorce attorney that I can refer you to or whatnot, but it's always good to connect with other like-minded people. Just don't connect with over a certain amount and have Facebook shut you down, or I mean LinkedIn shut you down to where you can't. You can add connections in three simple steps. Number one, from your homepage or your profile page, you'll see in that top right hand corner there's a person with a plus, and then you'll see it'll drop down and you can click that see all button, and then it'll show you people that you may know. Hopefully you guys don't know any of these people, but and then there's that blue button down at the bottom that you can hit connect. And then it will take you to how do you know this person? And then you can select one of those. And if you're connecting with someone, it's always good. You can add a personal note. Hey, my name is Brad Post, wanted to add you to my network. That way, I mean, especially if you don't know him, you can a small brief introduction. I would not write, anything other than two or three sentences, just because if you're like me, you don't read it all. You almost think it's somebody that's going to spam inbox you. But you can add a personal note by doing that. Let's talk real quickly about recommendations. There's two ways in Facebook, or I'm sorry, in LinkedIn, that you can recommend someone. When you first sign up, they give you a certain amount of skills that they're assuming that you might have. Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, I don't know why they always put those in there. But you can actually recommend someone just by hitting the plus button. And then people get certain, after you get over 99, in a certain area, then it won't show who recommended you. So there's ways to do that, but you want to be careful with that because it can be it can become weird and creepy if you're going and somebody you don't know and you start clicking on every single one of theirs. And I've had that happen to me.
Get drunk in the middle of the night and endorse you for things.
Endorse me, yeah, exactly.
Friends with Jason, they're quicker.
Endorse me for some unusual,
for very random things. It's usually very intoxicated at the time.
That name sounds familiar too. But then what I always do too with, and then there's a way that people can recommend you, as far as your previous jobs or existing jobs. I always ask, hey, would you give me a recommendation? If you do, I'll write you a recommendation as well, especially if I respect him and like him. But what this does is by using LinkedIn and by adding your, you know, accolades, if you, you know, when you pass the bar, or when you do pass the bar, because you're going to pass it, right? When you pass the bar, I mean, add that, update your profile to any accolades that you have, and then make sure you get recommendations as well from, you know, teachers or professors or coworkers is always good too, because I know that when you're looking at getting jobs, or if you're looking at, whenever I'm hiring someone, I'll look them up on Facebook, I'll look them up on LinkedIn, you know, I'm sure you guys probably do the same thing, right? If you were to hire someone, you'd check them out. We were looking at hiring someone, and the person wasn't on Facebook, wasn't on LinkedIn, wasn't on Twitter. He was kind of a younger guy. Younger, I say, you know, 30. I'm 40, so I say 30s younger. But nothing. And so I pulled an OSCN record on him. Wow. I can see why he wasn't. Like, just a long history of spousal abuse and stalking and restraining orders. And I really liked the guy. And, you know, but just him not being on a social media made me go to OSCN and not want to hire him. But if I were to go to his LinkedIn, and he had a LinkedIn, had recommendations, had people, I probably would have never even checked the OSCN record. But
to his OSCN search.
Yeah, exactly. In his headline, stalker. Yeah. But more and more, as companies look at, they'll start looking at, and as you grow in the firm, you never know, like new insurance companies or whatnot that might be looking at hiring you. They'll look at your LinkedIn. We worked with one of the largest firms in Louisiana, and they would have to, you know, put together these long, just I think they called them proposals to work with companies, and they had to have big bios, and I mean they were all over their LinkedIn to make sure everything was updated and everything was professional. And I say this just to be careful, is you just don't want the firm to potentially lose a client because there might be something on your LinkedIn or social media that you might not want. Hopefully that's okay to say. Number 9 power tip is to explore, join, and become active in groups. You said you were a part of a few groups, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a part of a few networking, like marketing networking groups. For a while, I was a part of some attorney groups, just because that was kind of the business we were looking at getting, and I was just kind of following up with, or following trends that were going on in that group. But it's always good to join active groups that you're interested in. And then, last but not least, is publishing articles or posts.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.